We're now less than a week away from the MTA's July 26 board meeting, and the WNYC We the Commuters project is still collecting your questions and comments to deliver to the MTA. WNYC's James Ramsey is leading the effort. He joins us now for a quick update. James, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
So what are you hearing from commuters?
We are hearing that commuting is so hot right now and not in a good way.
Of course.
Getting a lot of tweets about subway cars with broken ACs, pictures of people sweating on crowded platforms, and what people are saying is that this is more than an inconvenience, it's ultimately a safety issue. Because when it's 90 degrees outside, you can't be standing on a platform, you know, waiting for a train that's delayed longer than expected, only to then get on a train with a broken AC.
And that's especially challenging for commuters who maybe aren't well hydrated or they're not able-bodied adults.
Right, and that's another thing that we've been hearing, questions about accessibility. Here's a call we got from a commuter named Susan who lives in Brooklyn.
I want the MTA to know that my husband can't commute on the MTA subways because they're overwhelmingly inaccessible due to a lack of elevators and due to broken elevators. Disgraceful.
And I can say from having been at previous MTA board meetings, Richard, that during the public comment section, people who are living with disabilities have been speaking up for a while now about just how hard it is to get around the city on public transit for them.
Okay, so we're sending a We the Commuters ambassador to the meeting next week. And in addition to these complaints, what questions have people submitted?
Well, there's one very specific question that tons of you have sent in, which is, why doesn't the G train run all the way to Forest Hills? And then another question that keeps coming in is, why are the MTA and the governor focused on what to many seem like cosmetic changes, things like Wi-Fi in the stations or now these colorful lights on the bridges, when there are these long-term sort of maintenance problems that really need to be addressed? And we still want more questions because part of this We the Commuters project is about getting you guys answers for the things that you're wondering about.
And tell us how you submit the questions.
Just go to WNYC.org/commuters. There's a form right there.
And you don't have to be an ambassador. Anyone could go to this meeting.
I can't necessarily promise that a board meeting is the most riveting thing in the world, but I will say at 2 Broadway, the view out the window is incredible. So if you drift off, you've got a scene.
Okay, WNYC's James Ramsey. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Richard.